I'd like now to welcome Anna Garner. She is founder and director of Thriving You, and Ani Rochelot, who is project manager there. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Such a pleasure.
So Thriving You, what's it about?
Thriving You is a nonprofit that I created just a few months ago that's designed to provide transformational training for young adults.
What does that mean?
Well, we're looking for our target audience are those young adults that a lot of us know about who are just kind of falling through the cracks, you know, the ones that are just lost. They don't know what their next step is. If they've even finished high school, they don't know where they should go after that. Many of them may have already dropped out of high school. I feel that there's a big population of young people whose needs are not being addressed because they learn in a different manner or because they're just not really geared towards the academic world of college. But they still have wonderful gifts, and we want to be able to unleash those gifts.
So this is specifically for people not who are recent college graduates, but for who are maybe what would be college age, but they're not in college.
Exactly, yes.
Now, when you say different types of learning, what do you mean?
Well, a lot of these kids, as we know, are very high-tech. They're very much involved in the world of iPads, iPods, all of the high-tech stuff. I'm so low-tech, I can't even tell you the high-tech stuff.
We'll just call them devices.
Devices, exactly. And they also, many of them are kinesthetic learners, hands-on type learners. And so we've been reading a lot about, I've been researching the various models of learning that are out there. And we are working with people in the community who have educational degrees, who have taught in schools, and who are looking for a new way to teach these particular young people.
I read once, many years ago, but it always stuck with me, that there's a lot of people who are the kind of learners that you're talking about, who are maybe good artists, not necessarily good, you know, student math students or whatever, who are in prison. And they're tremendous artists in prison because they're people who fell through the cracks because they couldn't make it in academics and one thing led to another.
I agree. That is definitely an at-risk population. And what we're trying to do is reach these kids before they get to that stage. We're trying to give them a nurturing, safe environment where they can learn some skills of living. We are talking about things like teaching nonviolent communication techniques, teaching empowerment techniques and tools. We are talking about connecting with nature. We have a lot of programs where we feel that these young adults really do connect with animals and with the earth. So we're going to have opportunities to teach them gardening, working with animals, and that sort of thing, through apprenticeship programs, which will be through local eco-conscious businesses.
So what will the young people actually do?
What they would do is we do have a space already for some classrooms, and they will attend classroom training, which will be some of the transformational training that we're talking about. And then through that, we'll identify the ones that we will want to place through the apprenticeship programs in the community. And it's a way of weaving the community in with helping these young people who are falling through the cracks. And the whole idea came about because I saw so many homeless young adults and even teenagers when I first moved to Santa Fe. And it really moved me. And I kept saying, what can I do to help them? It's one thing to give them food, but it's another thing to actually, as they say, teach them to fish rather than give them a fish. And so this vision came about as a result of a sincere inquiry in meditation about what can I do?
And so has it started yet, or are you just getting started?
We are just getting started. I did file for my nonprofit paperwork in New Mexico. That was done in May, and I have assembled a small team but of very powerful people and leaders in the community. And we are having an event which will introduce us to Santa Fe and let people come to know about what we are about.
And that is this coming weekend.
It's the Sunday, November 9th. From 3 to 5, and it will be held at Warehouse 21. Everyone is invited. We want all ages to be represented. We will have free gifts, which we will give away to the first 100 people who come. We'll have refreshments. We have very cool door prizes, which will be given away for people who provide their information. And we will have some of the people who are involved on the team who will be giving some fun exercises and give people a taste of the kind of learning that we intend to do. It's going to be fun and engaging.
What do you mean by exercises?
Well, they're exercises designed to shift perception.
And that's an example?
I'm not going to give it away. You have to come to
see that. Okay. Now, have you made the connections with businesses that might offer apprenticeships?
I have. I've been starting to make contact through the community, and we will be inviting a lot of people like that who have these types of businesses. For example, we know that there are beekeepers in Santa Fe. We would really love to apprentice with beekeepers. We have people who own goat farms, and that's another avenue of apprenticeship. There is the Santa Fe Community Gardens, which is an opportunity to learn organic gardening. So, there may be some others that Ani and I have discussed, but we are being given a lot of leads at this point of who we should be contacting.
And young people have started signing up and showing interest as well.
That is what our event is about, is to start getting now the interest in the young people. I have been talking with young people and asking them for their guidance and how can we best serve their needs. So that discussion is an ongoing discussion because we will be collaborating with them so that this is a tailor-made program that suits their needs. So our first class, we're aiming for mid to late spring, and we will be, before that time, we'll be discussing these things with those young people who say that they're interested in this program, and we can discuss how we intend to fund it and the like. But also we want it to be collaborative.
Ani, what is your role in the project?
My role is supporter, cheerleader, researcher, everything in the back scenes, I think. I have a lot of nonprofit experience. I've been in nonprofit education with after-school programs and creative educational programs for decades. So my role is to frame the big picture and get to the specifics that we need to accomplish.
There's a lot of kind of like new generation of returning to the earth. I mean, the hippie era did that in the 60s and 70s, and it seems like there's a new and different feeling reincarnation of that going on now, driven perhaps by the fact that it has become really clear that we are so terribly ruining the world that nurtures us.
Yes, and you hit the nail right on the head, Mary Charlotte, because this vision came about as a solution to some of the world problems. And, of course, we know that the solution is not going to be created from the same kind of thinking that created the problems. And we view it as a new level of consciousness that's going to solve the problems. And we feel that these young people, these millennials, as they've been called, there is a significant portion of them who come in with a level of consciousness and wisdom and knowledge that we don't even fully know yet. And that
we all had when we were young and then sort of goes away when it's stamped out of you.
I think that's what happens. It gets just squashed by society, by well-meaning, you know, parents. It doesn't matter where it comes from. But the point is, the program is designed to uncover that.
Yeah.
A good deal of our programming is really focused on healing and meditation, especially as the springboard from which the apprenticeships will take place. So we prepare the young people to heal in an internal way, first and foremost. That's what really distinguishes us from so many other programs.
So do you envision this? I mean, it doesn't seem like a degree program. It seems like something that people will go through, get apprenticeships, and then kind of find their own way after that.
You're correct with all of that, except that find their own way is not how we intend to lead them. We intend to provide ongoing support for them. And one of the things that we want to do is identify their passions. And to the extent that we can steer them into existing programs that would help them accomplish and achieve their passions, we're going to do that. We're not going to recreate anything that's already out there. We're trying to fill a need that is not being met right now.
It's interesting to think about new ways of approaching the idea of jobs and job security. There's somebody the other day was saying, oh, you went to St. John's College. Why would anybody go there? It doesn't help them get a job. But of course, people who come from St. John's College are such good thinkers that they eventually can end up doing anything. And so I was wondering, like, how do you think about jobs and careers with respect to your program, Thriving You?
I'm so glad you asked that, because what we are doing is identifying their passions and creating empowerment for them to collaborate with others in an entrepreneurial fashion that does not involve just the single lone ranger, as we always thought of entrepreneurs in my generation, but rather a collaboration of people of like-mindedness who can go out and create their own business together. For example, I heard about some young people in France who decided, there were four or five of them, and they decided to lease an organic farm. And out of that, they decided to identify some really high-end kinds of produce that they could sell to the high-end restaurants. And they are a very successful entrepreneurial group. It doesn't have to mean that you are an entrepreneur just out there by yourself. So these young people, the millennials, tend to be very team-oriented.
Yeah.
And we want to build on the strengths that they're already showing and what the studies have shown about this age group.
And, in fact, the studies of all ages have also shown that people working in groups come up with better solutions than even super brilliant people working by themselves.
I would have to agree that that's definitely a strong possibility.
Yeah, and some exceptions here and there, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah. So beekeepers, farmers, it's all sort of close to the earth stuff that you're thinking about?
Yes. But we're also giving them skills of living. For example, nonviolent communication is a way to be able to, in a healthy way, accept responsibility for what you're feeling and be able to convey that without blame and shame and et cetera. So there are communication skills that we'll be teaching them. We will be weaving in some basic kinds of what others have considered academic skills, such as math, because math is very important in gardening or cooking, the kitchen sciences. We're going to be doing what we call food sciences, which involve not only the growing of the food and preservation of seed, but preservation of your excess produce, and how do we sell it and market it as well. So there's going to be some other skills that will be woven into the program.
It also makes me think about the people who are working with traumatized veterans and traumatized people using outdoor work, using horses or things like that. I mean, these young people aren't necessarily going to be probably traumatized veterans, although you might get a few of those because it's, what, 18 to 25?
Yes.
But still, when you're talking about at-risk people, at-risk youth, a lot of people around here have had pretty rough childhoods.
Definitely. And many of us are walking around with PTSD.
Yeah.
And so this is an opportunity for them to heal through connecting with Mother Earth, connecting with animals, and connecting with conscious people. And that's really important. We have a group of very conscious leaders and mentors that have already stepped up and said that they want to be involved in this project.
What's your own background?
I'm a lawyer. I've been a lawyer for 32 years. I am a litigator. Right now I'm representing homeowners in foreclosure, but I've always represented the little guy against the big institutions.
Yeah.
And this is my way of giving back.
Sounds like you've been giving back all along.
Well, it's been a calling for me, and this is now my passion. Thriving You is my passion.
We are talking to Anna Garner and Ani Rochelot of Thriving You, and once again, there's an event this coming Sunday, the 9th of November, between 3 and 5 at Warehouse 21, and everybody is invited. Now, is it a fundraiser, or is it a get-to-know-us kind of thing?
It's a get-to-know-us kind of thing. We will be having fundraisers later on, but our first event, we wanted to just have people come and learn what we're about. And we want to enroll people who would be potential volunteers, mentors, donors, as well as people who can point us to some of the young people that they know in their own circle who might benefit from this type of program.
Very interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, parents, friends, school teachers, mentors, big and little sisters and brothers and all of that, cousins. Let your friends know about this who you think might be interested. The website is thriving-u.org, and the U is the letter U. So thriving-u.org.
Yes. Yes.
Anything else you want to let people know about before we go?
I think it's important to mention music, because music is really core to healing, and that will be an important part of the healing, the math, all aspects of our program, the arts, theater, improv, so that our young adults can really learn to express themselves verbally with confidence and ease.
Now, what's the musical aspect?
We're planning on having drumming.
We'll also have instruments that will be available for their self-teaching. We have one of our friends who is a math and music teacher who's very interested in this project. We have people who are interested in music. But as Ani was saying, the drumming circles, incorporating some of the spiritual practices that have been used by, say, Native Americans and that sort of thing, which we feel are very healing. And they're also group building. So we'll be doing some of that.
Excellent. Well, once again, Anna Garner, founder and director of Thriving U, and Ani Rochelot, project manager, thank you both so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe, and we will see you at Warehouse 21 on Sunday, the 9th of November at 3 o'clock.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.